And welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations for saying yes to the possibility of having the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. After a long and winding journey to love, I found my own Mr. Right and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I'm now so blessed and honored to help many single women throughout the world meet and attract their Mr. Right and find the love they've always dreamed of. This virtual gathering is designed to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to help support you on your journey to love as we begin 2015. And I'm thrilled to tell you I've gathered some of the world's top experts to give you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance. I'm very excited to interview our guest today and invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. I know you'll enjoy the interview, and you may even want to take a few notes. So it's my privilege to introduce to you our wonderful guest, Kimberly Seltzer. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you here, and I know this is just going to be so much fun because I know the topic that you're going to be covering is one that is somewhat unique, and I think it's going to be very helpful to so many of the women on the summit. So just a little bit about Kimberly before we get started. Kimberly Seltzer is a therapist, image expert, and dating coach based in Los Angeles. She utilizes the unique combined use of therapy, in-field dating coaching, NLP, and styling to help people with their confidence and dating life. Kimberly helps women and men update and discover their dating image through wardrobe consultation and assistance in purchasing clothes that fit each body type. She has developed her own personalized wing gal approach with clients, doing infield work with men and women working on body language, first impressions, image and messaging, and how it impacts attraction. She has enjoyed opportunities on the radio, TV, and on the web. Kimberly is the co-host of a radio show, Full Disclosure, launching soon. You can also see her in a new cable TV reality show called The Romance. Kimberly enjoys speaking and giving seminars, such as being the keynote speaker for Neutrogena, National Matchmaking Conferences, eHarmony, The Great Love Debate, and iDate. She is a regular contributor to The Huffington Post, DigitalRomance.com, WorldLifestyle.com, and Your Tango, and is featured in Cosmopolitan Magazine, Fox News Magazine, and Yahoo Shine. So this is going to be so much fun, Kimberly. We're so excited to hear your wisdom and what you have to share with us today. And Kimberly is going to be speaking on a unique topic, which I think many of you will find very interesting, and that is what to wear and what not to wear for a big date. So to get started, Kimberly, tell us a little bit about first impressions and how significant or important that is for a first date.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I love this topic, of course, and it is fun. First impressions is huge. I mean, if you look at just the research, it takes only 30 seconds to make a first impression. That's all you got. And people, just in general, human beings, not just men, make their judgments and assumptions based on two things and two things solely. That is what you're wearing and what your attitude is. That's it. So it's not even what you're saying is as important in that first kind of impression stage than how you are showing up. So what this means is it's not something to say, oh, you know, I can't believe people are judging me by the way I look. And it's human nature. I mean, even in the animal kingdom, you see the, you know, female birds pruning their feathers for the male birds. Like, this is just something that happens. in all aspects of life, even in business and love and relationships. So what's exciting about it, and that's why I love this topic, is that there are really simple and fun things you can do to rock out a great first impression simply by changing some of the clothes that you're wearing and showing up with a great attitude. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to prepare for that first date to have that good attitude and shake off the stressful day. But it's exciting. And, you know, there's not too many things in life, if you think about it, where you get that kind of instant gratification and you see immediate changes and results. I mean, most of us, you know, we're working on something, it's internal, we work on it over time. What I love about what I do is that these are changes you can see and feel immediately, and then eventually you'll embody. So that's why first impressions are really, really important. In terms of, like, you know, if you just break it down into the two components that I said, if you look at your attitude, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that people in general, men included, are attracted to happy, confident, and relaxed attitudes. And, you know, I mean, this is just kind of, I know it's so simplistic, but we forget how actually easy it is to forget that. And, you know, the good news, again, is changing your body language, your tonality, the words you choose. This is like contagious. You know, when you smile and you show up happy, he'll reflect that, you know, and he'll want to be with you more. You know, by standing up tall, being funny, warm, sexy, confident, these are all things that are just magnets for men. If you look at the clothes, the other part of first impression, and we'll talk more specifically, but it speaks volumes. It tells men what kind of person you see yourself as. You know, do you see yourself as sexy, modest? Are you trendy, traditional? It'll tell a story about who you are and how you show up. So really pay attention to your wardrobe and the clothes that you're putting on your body before a date or before going out to attract a man. And really pay attention. See if it makes the statement that you want. I mean, even like going to the grocery store or coffee shop, look and feel your best because you never know who you might meet. People forget that too. It's like, oh, I'm just running to the grocery store, and they put on their huge, you know, sweatpants that don't fit them and put on the baseball cap and run out the door. Well, there's nothing wrong with being casual because guys like a casual woman. But if things are falling off your body and you look sloppy, that's not so attractive. I mean, we feel the same about a guy who does that, right? So,
right.
That's why it's really exciting and important looking at first impressions for the first date.
Yeah, and I do think you're right. I think this is an area where you can have some almost instant gratification, where some of the other things may feel like the transformation may take a lot longer or maybe much more of a challenge, and and yet it's something that's so easy to let slide if there's not some mindfulness around it, right?
Exactly. You know, and a lot of times it's a reflection how you feel. You know, if you, say, get stuck in a rut and you're down on dating, or you just come out of a long relationship and you get kind of comfortable in your same clothes, what's really cool about playing with your clothes to elicit change is that psychologically, research they've actually found this. There's an article that came out in the New York Times that there is a shift that goes on in the brain, and they even coined the term enclothed cognition, where they found when people wear certain things, there's actually shifts that go on in the brain chemistry, and thus performance goes up. So performance meaning anything. It could be in the workplace. It could be an attraction. This is really, really powerful stuff. I mean, you can't discount when, you know, you have a pair of flip-flops on and you're just kind of sauntering, you know, through life or through the grocery store. And then you put on a pair of heels and a dress. You're suddenly walking differently. You can't help but to be more upright and to feel a little bit sexier when you are in your element, so to speak, whatever that may be for you. And I really want to stress, and I can't stress enough, that I am not like just a stylist that throws cookie cutter looks on people. I don't believe in that. It's more about who you are, what your body type is, how you're showing up so that it reflects your true beauty, so that things are fitting you. You look updated and you look like, you know, a woman that is wanting to attract a man. Because a lot of times, and I'm sure, you know, you found this too, and I know for myself, and believe me, this is why I got into what I do, is I had some armor on. I mean, I wore my bigger clothes. I didn't want to be seen. And I was literally hiding in my clothes. And so clothes can also act as a shield.
Yeah.
Whether it be fear, not feeling confident, whatever that is. So, yeah, that's why this stuff is really powerful, to not just do the outer changes, but then eventually it will help with the inner as well. There's real, like, again, symbiotic relationship between the two.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think it goes both ways. Sometimes that we're not presenting what's really there on the inside in our outward appearance. And sometimes, and it's definitely a symbiotic relationship, and sometimes a shift in one or the other can make a huge difference, and then when they're in alignment, then that's when you're really able to shine out there, right?
It's true, and I will even go so far to say, and, you know, I've done a little bit of training in NLP. I don't know if you're familiar with that, neuro-linguistic programming, and that's how, like, how we think actually changes the way we act and feel in the present. But even the clothes, like, even if you're not feeling great, like, say you're down and you're depressed, you're stuck in a rut, by acting as if, in other words, I'm going to pretend I feel good and put on this costume, it actually can make you become as if you are happy and eventually will match that. And you know, you look at, like, even in the theater world, I have a theater background, and hands down, I didn't really start feeling like the character until I put the costume on. So what better way to help you kind of get out of that feeling and that rut, to put on, like, a red dress. See how it feels. See how people respond to you. You might just start having a different effect for yourself and others. And others will notice, for sure.
Yeah. So I want to shift gears just a little bit here again for a minute, and that is to ask you, it's confusing for a lot of women when it comes to dating and knowing what to wear and what men find sexy, what men don't find sexy, and how to portray a good image for dating. And I'm just wondering if you can speak to that for a few minutes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I'm really lucky because I work with just as many men as I do women, right? So I'm constantly surveying the guys. What do you find sexy, and what do you think is beautiful in a woman? And there are definitely some universal things that I hear over and over and over again. And every guy thinks that they're somehow unique in saying, and I'm like, okay, you and every other guy, which is good because that means that, you know, we're on to something. But hands down, every guy says a great dating image is that of one that makes you feel confident and sexy, right? So it all goes back to you, and that's what we know about attraction, is it really starts with you and how you feel about yourself. And
right.
Who you, you know, attract in your life is a direct reflection of how you are yourself, right? That's the law of attraction. So if you're wearing something that really exudes that comfortableness with your body and that sensuality and that sex appeal, that's going to shine through, and that's going to really attract a guy. So they all say that. I think overall it's being kind of comfortable with the body that you have. I just want to mention that first, because then I'll move into the clothes. I'll give an example. I use this a lot because it's just so poignant. You know, women, I think, in general, we get really hard on ourselves, and I find, you know, shopping with a woman is definitely different than shopping with a man. You know, we'll pick apart the things we don't like about our body rather than what we do like. And so I'm always, like, reminding women, what do you love about your body? Well, to that point, I was coaching a guy, and I was trying to find out what he thought was sexy just out in the world. And a woman walked by, and she was you know, she was very pretty. She was tall and thin and had blonde hair, but she was walking kind of stiffly, and she looked almost uncomfortable, you know, and frowning, not really looking at anybody, kind of looking down. And I said to him, "Do you find that woman sexy?" And he said, "She's pretty, but no, I don't find her sexy." I said, "Okay." And so then about 30 seconds later, a woman walked by, and she was a little bit heavier set, but boy, was she working it. Like, you could just tell she was happy in life, and she was walking down the street and smiling, and then she made direct eye contact with him. And I said, "Do you find that woman sexy?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, what do you think it was about that woman?" And he said, "Well, it was just, I like the way she moved. She just seemed comfortable with herself. That's sexy." So guys really like when you like your body. Now, moving on to, you know, again, what to wear and all that. The key is to emphasize what you do have and detract from what you feel you don't, or challenges that you have that do not make you feel confident. So I teach people about their body type, and, you know, and we'll go over that in a little bit later. But if you wear something that fits your body well, you're going to feel confident, and that's going to shine through. Also, fabrics. This is another thing guys find sexy. It's interesting. You know, things like silk, soft cottons, velvet, anything that's soft to the touch, guys really gravitate towards. It's interesting. I think it's almost at a subconscious level, but anything that's touchable, it invites him to touch you. It's that feeling against your skin, and it makes you feel pampered and sexy. It's another way to express your sensuality. Another thing that they find sexy, leave something to the imagination.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, yeah. It's not a, don't, you know, have it all hanging out and that. No, they accentuate your best features with just a suggestion, like a slit in the skirt. Like, a guy would find sexy if you have the body type to wear a dress that goes all the way up. And it covers everything, but then you turn around and there's just a subtle dip in the back. Like, it's those subtleties and that just drive men crazy. So the essence is, don't give it all away, right? It's sexy is about surprises. You know, there's no need to bare all your chest and your butt, and, you know, it's about, okay, can I just have a little bit of lace that suggests something else? Because guys want to almost undress you with their imagination. And if you give it all away, there's nothing left to that. It's almost like going right to sex without the foreplay. So right. If you think about that in just terms of clothes, they really, really like that. The other thing is dress in feminine way. Again, every guy tells me, women are like, well, you know, I have this date, what should I wear? If you're ever in doubt, I don't care what body type you are, because I always find a dress no matter what body type you are. Always wear a dress or a skirt. It exudes femininity. Every guy that I've asked, and I can't even say 90% or 99%, 100% of guys always say that. It's their first choice. Why? Because they don't wear them. It shows you're a woman, and it's that beautiful kind of essence that they want to see in you. And what kind of dress you put on your body, that's up to your, you know, your lifestyle and your body type. The other thing they find sexy are heels. They love heels. They love it. Now, if you wear heels with the dress, you're done. he'll go gaga over it. I found, and guys don't know this, by the way, but there's really three reasons why guys like heels, and I'm going to share this with all the ladies.
A little
the first
insider.
Is, what? Yes, the insider secret.
Insider.
Don't tell men that we know this. One is they love the way that your calves look. Because, you know, when you wear heels, your calves get more defined. So when you're
right.
wearing a dress, and you can see that. The second thing is your walk. Your walk slows down, your posture is more upright, and so there's more of a sexy kind of walk when you have heels on. You're not like sliding with flats on. And the third is kind of like what I said with the dress. It's something they don't wear. So it, again, in their mind, there's association of femininity. So I would say those would be like kind of the top tips and secrets of what men find sexy.
Yeah, if I can just add in a little funny tidbit here, Kimberly. My husband will occasionally buy me a gift card to some place like DSW or something like that. And the first time he did that, we were on our way over there, and he said, well, what kind of shoes do you want to get? Because in a man's mind, of course, you're going to get, you know, dress shoes or athletic shoes or whatever. And I said, well, cute shoes. You know, in other words, I had no idea. I had to wait till I saw them. And then he, you know, gets a lot of joy from watching me select these shoes. This is part of why he likes giving me that as a gift certificate, because he knows I enjoy picking out a new pair of shoes. And it's interesting, as I've watched him, we'll walk up and down in the aisles and look at all of the different shoes, and he'll just cringe at some of the shoe choices that are out there available for women, and he calls them I give up shoes.
And he's like,
is that really what a woman would have to wear to be comfortable? And I say, no, there are more fashionable choices that a woman could still be comfortable walking in. So we kind of have coined this phrase of I give up. And even if it's not appropriate, depending on your dating activity, to wear heels, if there's a way you can avoid the I give up shoes, and I think you all kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about here.
Oh, my God. I love that. Michelle, you should phrase it, IGU shoes. IGU shoes. I love that. I might steal that. Are those IGU shoes?
Yeah, IGU shoes.
Yeah. Tell your husband he actually had a really good part of this talk today.
Yes, I will. I'll tell him he was a contributor.
Yeah.
So I just thought you would get a kick out of that, because I do think that the footwear can make a big difference. And even if our weight has fluctuated a little bit, we can usually find a great pair of shoes to fit.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of women who are trying to lose weight or they're certain size, they get gun-shy purchasing too many things, you know, in hopes of losing weight or whatnot. But shoes is the one thing that you can really play with. And even in a simple, if you're wearing like all black or something very casual and simple, you can completely change your look by having fun with shoes and accessories in general, by the way. So jewelry, your purse, hats, those are all really fun ways of kind of varying it up and making one outfit into another.
Yeah, and they can also even serve as conversation starters. If you have an interesting piece or accessory or really cute pair of shoes, it can be a way to attract a little bit of attention in a subtle and tasteful way, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's huge. It is. I mean, guys, it depends if they're visual or not. You know, there's visual guys, there's auditory guys. That's a whole other talk. But once you key in on the visual guys, they will notice these different things on you. And, yeah, it's a great conversation piece. So they'll say, oh, I like that necklace, and where'd you get that? And then, yeah, you might have a story around it. And that will elicit really good conversation rather than some boring question and answer interview type situation that often happens in first dates. So, yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, so as you've already mentioned, Kimberly, a lot of women struggle with feeling good about their bodies, and we all have a tendency to look in the mirror and see what's wrong or what we don't like rather than what may be a positive asset. And I know that you help people know more about their body types and their colors that are most flattering and help them to choose things that are most flattering for them. So tell us a little bit more about that and how knowing your own body type can help women have more confidence and date more successfully.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, first of all, I'd say, you know, 90% of my clients come to me and they sit, and normally they hate shopping. I mean, obviously that's most of the reason why they're coming to me, and they just want to you know, like, oh, you know, please just find me an outfit. I'm really big on breaking that kind of feeling about shopping. I want women and I want all the listeners here to end up loving shopping. If not at the end of the call, but then you have to call me so that I can help you. I really, really am passionate about it. But the reason why people get frustrated is because they don't know their body type. So they end up doing the wrong kind of buying. So maybe they're doing it because something's on sale, or maybe they're doing it because they like the color or the fabric, but it's not right for who they are and their body type. And so they do kind of a quick buy. They go into the, you know, in the dressing room and try on a bunch of things that's wrong. They get frustrated and say, oh, nothing fits me, and they leave.
Yeah.
Once you know your body type, that's not going to happen. So, like, 70% of the anxiety is going to go down, because when you go into the department store, you're going to say, oh, okay, I know I'm supposed to avoid turtlenecks. I know I'm supposed to avoid, you know, the skinny jeans. That's not for me. And alleviate all that, because most of the stuff you'll bring into the dressing room will be appropriate for you. And then it's just deciphering what you like. The other thing that's good to know once you know your body type are the brands that fit your body type. That's another important thing, you know. The days of shopping in the 90s are over. Like, you know, we pretty much had, what, 5 stores to choose from. We had Banana Republic, we had J. Crew, we had, you know, those staples,
yeah.
The Gap. The problem with those stores is that it's cut for the masses. And so it doesn't necessarily fit your body type. Can I share, do I have time for a quick story around this, and then I'll go into
sure.
it? Okay. It's just because I think it highlights exactly what we're talking about. I had the funny kind of quest from one of these other coaches that I was working with to shop with 10 women. Can you imagine 10 women? And I had, what, 3 hours, okay? 3 hours,
wow.
10 women. And I had to find them an outfit for a photo shoot. And not if that wasn't bad enough, I only had one strip here in Santa Monica of stores to choose from, because we only had this one location to go and shop, because they had to go to their photo shoot after. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I rolled up my sleeves. I took a deep breath, found out quickly what everyone's body type is, and we went to a store that, thank goodness, most of the women found something there. And everybody's happy, and they're trying on clothes, and they're so excited, and everyone's at the cash register. And all of a sudden, I see one woman in the corner, and she's crying hysterically.
Oh.
And crying hysterically. And I go up to her, and I, you know, I asked her, and she said, you know, it's happening all over again. All the stuff that I dealt with growing up in junior high is happening again. It's yet again, I'm the one that nothing fits. I don't look good in anything. I hate my body, and I just want to give up. And I said, I'm not giving up on you, so you can't give up on you, and it has nothing to do with you. This store only has one brand, so this store is not for you. It's not your body. And so I sent everyone else home, and I extended my stay, and I took her across the street to another store. And once I educated her a little bit more about her body type, and that a lot of the stuff in the other store just wasn't fitting her. Do you know that everything we brought in the dressing room and in the other store that I sent her at fit her like a charm? And she came out, and she was like, now she was crying because she was happy. And she's like, I've never felt this way before. Nothing ever fit me before. And I said, yeah, because you didn't know your body type and you didn't know what brand fit you. And, I mean, she's actually one of my before and afters on my website. You can see her, and she looks like a completely different woman, and started from that moment on, really saw herself as different. So my point is once you know what looks good on you, you're going to love shopping, and it's your confidence is going to soar. So overall, there are 5 body types, and I'm not going to go specifically into each one. And actually, my free gift is going to give you guidance around that. But overall, everyone's trying to achieve the body type, what's called an hourglass figure. And that is when your shoulders and your hips are exactly the same length, and then your waist goes in a little, like 1 or 2 inches. What I want to highlight, this has nothing to do with weight distribution. This has to do with your bone structure, because that's the other thing women think it has to do with their weight. It's not. It's how you're born. So no matter what body type, you're always trying to achieve a look that looks like an hourglass figure. And how you do that is with different cuts, the different collars that you wear, different pants, shoes, that all create symmetry for you. The other body type is what I call an inverted triangle. An inverted triangle is when your shoulders are wider than your hips. So there's certain clothes, like the neckline's huge, that can help you narrow the shoulders and then balance out the hips. That's really important in that particular figure. The third one is just a triangle, so that's the opposite. That's where your shoulders are smaller than your hips. Some people refer this to pear shape. And so the opposite is true. You want to actually have a collar that widens your shoulders, so it's like, you know, maybe a halter top or anything that just kind of shows more skin on top. And conversely, you're going to want to conceal and narrow the hips. So this is the body type where pencil pants or skinny jeans isn't great for. You want to avoid that. You want to do more of a boot cut so that there's more symmetry. The fourth body type is what I call a rectangle, and basically your shoulders, your waist, and your hips are all the same. Sometimes people refer this to a boyish figure, but the key with this body type is that you have to create a waist for yourself. Otherwise, you know, your figure will get lost. So anything that is belted, that's kind of cinched at the waist, that really gives you that waist is crucial. And then finally, the fifth body type actually can be in conjunction with any of the other ones that I named. It's the only one that can be in combination of, and I call it the diamond shape, because especially after menopause, as women get older, most of us gain weight in the stomach area, and we want to learn how to conceal that area and just emphasize the other areas that we really like. And that can be done with, you know, avoiding patterns around that area, wearing more solids, cinching at the waist, that kind of thing. So it's really, again, really exciting. Once you know this stuff, it becomes something that you can really embrace, and you'll start seeing your body in a different way.
Yeah, and I know that your free gift is going to give the women here on the call some additional information and resources and even visuals so that they can see more clearly what you're speaking about here. And I think
Definitely.
It's wonderful that you're being so generous with that. And we'll talk about your free gift a little more in just a moment. But I wanted to ask you, before we do that, that we know that clothes that you wear are an important part of how you present yourself. But you also talk about body language being significant and important in attracting a man. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, yes. Well, like in the beginning, remember I talked about the two things for first impression, and that was your attitude and the clothes. So your attitude
right.
really shows up in your body. And I think people don't even realize, and again, I always go back to research because it takes the emotions out of it. Because, again, it's not me talking, it's research. 93% of communication is nonverbal. So, again, that what you say is as important or as memorable than how you say it. So you could say something that's very simple, and if you match it with good body language and in a flirty way, that's going to have much different kind of meaning than if you said it in a monotone way with bad body language. Bad meaning not inviting, not open, depressed, closed, anything that shows the man that maybe you're not available. So, I mean, I do a whole talks on it's really interesting body language-wise, but there's actually things that show up out in the field that people don't realize, because part of what I do, not just going shopping with women, but I take people out and about, and that's my whole wing girl approach. And we go to bars, we go to farmer's market, we, you know, just kind of go throughout the day, and I see how women talk to men and how they flirt or how they don't flirt, their messaging and their tonality, how you can send a man a message just based on your body. And again, it's fun stuff to learn and things that are easy to tweak. And once you're aware of it, it's like a light bulb goes off. It's like, oh my God, you mean if I just slow down my walk, I can start inviting more men into my space? Yes, it could be that simple. Usually when I talk about body language, again, it goes back to being comfortable in your body. So anytime if you're having body image issues or, you know, you're uncomfortable where you are in your weight, that's going to show up in the way you show up in your body and in your confidence. So I always tell people to let's look at that first. By getting some great clothes that flatter your body actually will increase that confidence. And I find that when I am able to, when I do my two-day intensive and I can actually go shopping with people first, then the success rate goes way up, because once they have that, you know, validation from men, after they see how you look and feel in their clothes, it really helps. But going back to the body language specifically, I usually look at five areas. And if you kind of break it into zones, it's good to, you can even do this at home. Think about those different areas and kind of do a checklist with yourself. The first is posture, okay? Like, do you stand up? Are you sitting straight? Are you, you know, walking with your shoulders back, or are you slumped over? Are you in, like, defensive arms crossed mode? Little things like that go a long way. Remember what I said about the shoes? So that's an easy fix. If you find yourself, like, kind of slumping over, and actually a lot of us are doing that because we're sitting at the computers more and more, and it's physically bringing our shoulders forward, actually a lot of us. So Pilates, yoga, wearing shoes that make you stand upright can really help with that. But also just being aware of it. The second zone is in your face. That is huge. Eye contact, eye contact, eye contact. I can't say enough. The power of the eyes is huge. And along with that, the smile. All guys are looking for are signals from you. Like, you ladies have to understand that they're kind of like, I always call it like Scooby-Doo on steroids. They're looking for a bone for you to throw at them. And you literally have to, like, knock them over the head for them to really pay attention and see that you're inviting them and saying, yes, I'm approachable. So they're looking for your eyes. They're looking for that smile. They're looking for you to say hi. Just really simple things that can go a long way. If you're looking down, if you're walking really fast, you're avoiding eye contact, or you're not even aware of guys looking at you, which is actually probably 70% of my women that I work with. They're not even aware that guys are looking at them. Once you are familiar and are aware of that, you really can get some fast results, even on that first date, if you just look at them. The other zone I would say is your tonality in your voice. Are you really quiet? Are you really loud? Do you have variation in your voice? Or are you mumbling? Are you talking too fast? It really does make a difference if you kind of slow down and have more joy in your voice. You know, laughing is always a bonus. And then finally, just the habits, nervous habits. Pay attention to that. Are you fidgeting with your clothes? Are you pulling at your buttons or sleeves? Are you biting your nails? All those little things can make you appear anxious, not comfortable. So, again, like, we can't see ourselves all the time, and that's why I do what I do, you know, because my job is to help you see. And once you're aware of some of those things, it really can, it's like helps you turn your cab light on and let guys know, hey, I'm available, I'm approachable, and I'd love to talk to you, and I'd like to go on that second date with you.
Yeah, I like that, turn your cab light on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, what you're talking about is a very real thing that many of the men that I've spoken to over the years have expressed, that a man is looking for those signals. And like you say, so much of our communication takes place from a nonverbal standpoint, and he needs to be able to have a bit of a welcome mat laid out for him instead of instead of having the sense that he might get his head bit off if he were to approach you, right?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I've been asked to be on this panel called the Great Love Debate. I don't know if any of you have heard of it. And we do these kind of debates all over the country. And no matter what city we're in, we have men and women in the room kind of debating about love and dating, all these issues between the two genders. And all the men say in every city is that they feel that women are, in today's age, are just not approachable. It's a common thing that I'm hearing over and over again. And part of it, I think, is just our society right now. We're getting really fast-paced. We all have our phones we're looking into. We're trying to get from A to Z. We're forgetting to just kind of stop and smell the roses and take in our environment and being aware of people and connectivity. We're losing some of that with technology. So part of it's just kind of happening overall. But the other part is I think as women also are getting stronger in the workforce, we're becoming very independent. We're kind of getting more task-oriented. We're also losing that approachability because, you know, we're doing things really fast. We're forgetting how to be in our feminine. And femininity, by the way, is not about dumbing down or any. It's about receiving. And we're forgetting how to receive. I mean, receive that look from that man across the way. But you have to notice it first. You know, receive the guy to open the door for you. Thank him with a smile. All of those little things go a long way.
Yeah, they do. And I would say if there's a theme that's running through the telesummit, it's that being able to receive and being able to get in touch with your femininity. And that mm-hmm. can be something that can be easy to lose, at mm-hmm. least from time in our fast-paced world where women are out there beating the pavement and doing the same kinds of things that men do from a career and professional standpoint, and we can get into a more masculine energy. Another thing my husband says, and I'll just share this since I've already quoted him once, we'll let him have a let him have a repeat performance on this call. Is he said that men are not intimidated by successful women, but they're intimidated by invulnerable women.
Yeah.
And sometimes we, in our rush or in our success or in our busyness, we do forget to make that personal connection and make it safe for a man to approach us.
It's so true. That vulnerability is huge, and I think actually for both sexes, we're trying to become so independent, each of the sexes, but so much so to, as a woman, our detriment, because it's almost like we're associating vulnerability as weakness, and it's not at all the case. Vulnerability is strength. Vulnerability is beautiful. It's being human. It's asking, you know what? I don't know the answers, or you know what? I would love some help around this. I would love for you to be my partner and help me. And going back to the clothes thing, kind of as a tie-in here, in terms of, you know, the masculine versus the feminine, that's why getting into some feminine clothes and the dating image is so beautiful and important. And acting as a costume, if you will, going back to that theater metaphor, because it really can help you get into that femininity and that men so appreciate. So if you're, ladies, if you're in like a corporate setting and you have, you know, kind of that corporate look about you, you have the blazer and the tight clothes that's just kind of pinned up all the way up your neck, make sure if you're going out on a date or if you're going out afterwards to attract a man to change your clothes. Even if it's taking off the jacket and having something that's a little more softer underneath and changing out the skirt and putting some beautiful heels on, it'll make a huge difference. And I really want to emphasize the importance of not only getting into your feminine space with your clothes for a date, but also shaking off the stressful day and getting into your feminine attitude as well. So if that means, you know, dancing around in your lingerie and looking in the mirror and just loving your body and whatever it is that you can really get into that sexy kind of feel about you, that's going to really shine through on your date. And you're going to be more receptive. You're going to be more open, more playful, and fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that. And I do think it's a shift that we have to make sometimes. I know for me, I spent over 25 years in corporate America, and I know that I had to make a shift in what I was wearing and kind of shift inside to get more into my feminine energy to be ready for a date. It was an actual physical shift that I had to make.
I love it. Yeah, you know, I tell women all the time, and by the way, this is something that everybody should do, even if they're not dating anybody, but again, just for yourself, is to wear sexy lingerie. I can't stress that enough. You have to feel good and sexy on the inside. That is going to shine through. Even if the guy never sees it, it doesn't matter because you know what you got going on, and that's going to have that little sparkle in your eye when you have that on. So I want to emphasize, that's, again, an easy thing that you can do. Hanky Pankies, I love, by the way. I just want to plug them.
Okay. Okay, so Kimberly, I know that you mentioned already your wonderful free gift, and I'm going to have you tell us just a little bit more about it before we wrap up for today. But before we do that, I just want to let everyone know where they can go to get your free gift, and that is at readyfortherightguy.com/Kimberly, and that's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. So readyfortherightguy.com/Kimberly. So you want to just tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so it's a free body type booklet, and again, it goes over the 5 body types, and it'll help you determine what you are. So it gives guide to where you're supposed to measure yourself, and then once you learn what your body type is, I have descriptions of what to put on your body and also what to avoid for that particular body type.
That is wonderful, and I know that's going to give everyone a visual point of reference of what you were speaking about a little bit earlier in the call. So before we wrap up, I just want to give you a chance to just leave us with one last thought or one last piece of wisdom, and then we'll wrap up for today.
Yeah, gosh. I think the thing that I've been stressing a lot is that in order to elicit change, you have to do something different. I mean, you know, you look at the definition of insanity, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So in order, if you're in a place in your life and you're really ready for a change, all it takes is doing one thing that's slightly different for yourself. You don't have to, like, get a whole new wardrobe or clean out the entire closet, because sometimes when you think of all of it, it gets overwhelming, and therefore you don't do it. I invite all of you to try something that maybe secretly you want to do, but you haven't. So you look in the magazine, you say, I would love to wear red lipstick. So go do it. Buy some red lipstick. Wear it around. Try it on for size. See how people react to you. And I swear it's a domino effect. So once you change one thing in your life, it's going to snowball and domino into a lot of things and therefore create a transformation inside and out.
Yeah, I love that idea. So, Kimberly, I know that you've shared some really valuable wisdom, and I want to thank you for being so generous and for being here with us today. And I also want to thank each of you for being here for the summit and invite you to implement the ideas that resonate with you from the interviews. During the summit, you'll have access to the best wisdom from over 25 experts. And all of the interview replays will be available for 48 hours. So please listen to as many interviews as possible. However, knowing that you're busy and may not be able to catch all of the interviews, I also want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package, which includes the MP3 recordings, interview highlight sheets, and some really juicy summit bonuses. And you can find out about this at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. So check it out there. And it's available during the summit for $97, which is $100 off the post-summit pricing. And then just one more time, do be sure to access Kimberly's free gift, which is at readyfortherightguy.com/Kimberly. And thank you so much for being here with us today. Kimberly, thank you once again for being here with us. And I hope that you will all join us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Summit. So we're both sending you lots of love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for your right guy. Bye-bye for now.